The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries, with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. The pilgrims had come with a dream. They believed God had led them to this land to give birth to a nation which would protect the right to share the gospel with their children and everyone else whom He allowed them to know. Their governor, William Bradford, had recorded it in his writings when he said, quote, "They cherished a great hope and inward zeal for the propagation and advance of the gospel of the kingdom of Christ in those remote parts of the world, even though they should be but stepping stones to others in the performance of so great a work." They faithfully did this and taught their children to do it. They also taught their children that they must, in turn, teach their children. Thus the dream had been passed down several generations. However, the generation living in 1776 found themselves in trouble. The English government had, for 150 years, left their forefathers alone, allowing them to carry out the pilgrim dream. Now a change had occurred. The present king and parliament were insisting they give up that vision and submit to unbiblical governmental practices. He had outlawed their local governing assemblies, thus taking away their right of self-government. That was the reason for this gathering in Philadelphia in the summer of 1776. These patriots knew the time had come to either give up their liberties or to establish a new government that would protect the pilgrims' dream of taking the gospel of Christ to the next generation and ultimately the whole world. Give up their liberties they would never do. The Bible verse in Galatians 5:1 had become ever so dear to them. It said, "Stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and do not be entangled again with the yoke of bondage." For nearly 2 months they debated whether they should declare our independence from England. As they waited to hear from their local governing assemblies all over the colonies, every response from the people was the same: vote for independence. However, these were wise men, and they knew the terrible pain and destruction a war would bring, and they hesitated to make the final break with their motherland. They, without much of an army and no navy, would be taking on the greatest army and navy in the world. Yet, the king had completely ignored their appeals to him to discuss their differences. Finally, John Adams arose and in his quiet yet powerful way stated his feelings about the declaration their committee had written to be sent to the king. He said, quote, "Before God, I believe the hour has come, and live or die, survive or perish, I am for the declaration. It is my living sentiment, and by the blessing of God, it shall be my dying sentiment. Independence now," he said, "and independence forever." End quote. Later that day, the declaration was approved. As the document was being signed, Samuel Adams, who was more responsible for this event than any other American, stood and said, "We have this day restored the sovereign to whom all men ought to be obedient. He reigns in heaven, and from the rising to the setting sun, may His kingdom come." The pilgrims' children had created a government that would protect their dream, a government that would enact laws to protect the right to teach the next generation and their neighbors the gospel of Jesus Christ. Did you know that was why the Declaration of Independence was signed? Do you know how to preserve the precious liberty that's been handed to you? Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. Our desire is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.